ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य धनञ्जय नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततोधयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु वद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकीम्। Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 16, chapter entitled The Description of Jamadeva. Text number 25. In addition to the prose, I'm just going to read the verse once and then we'll go forward, word for word, and continue from there. Easiest question to have, so I'm not excited about that. It's good, that's it.
Yan upa us upa jushananam nakpada chit api prajanam vali patita kalma kalma sveda durgandhya jaraman maya मृत्यु शीतोष्ण वैवर्ण वैवर्ण पुष्पसर्गातयस्ताप विशेषा भवन्ति यातच जीवं सुखं निरातिशयम् एव।
Which all the products produce because of the flowing rivers, mountains above.
Upasananam.
Of person who are fully utilizing. Not. Kadachit.
At any time.
Certainly.
Prajanam.
Of the citizens.
Bali.
Wrinkles.
Palita.
Gray hair.
Kalma.
Fatigue.
Sweda.
Perspiration.
Durgandhya,
bad odors because of unclean perspiration.
Jara,
oldish.
Amaya,
disease.
Mrityu,
untimely death.
Sita,
severe cold.
Ushna,
scorching heat.
Vaivarnya,
fading of the luster of the body.
Upasarga,
troubles.
Adaya,
and so on.
Tapa,
of sufferings.
Visesaha,
varieties.
Bhavanti
are
Yavat,
as long as
Jivam,
life
Sukham,
happiness.
happiness.
Niratishayam.
Niratishayam.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Eva.
Eva.
Only.
Only.
Translation of Prabhupada by Sri Mahadeshi Prabhupada Sri Prabhupada Ki. Translation. The residents of the material world who enjoy the products of these flowing favors have no wrinkles on their bodies and no gray hair. They never feel fatigue and perspiration does not give their bodies that odor. They are not afflicted by old age, disease, or untimely death. They do not suffer from the chilly cold or scorching heat, nor do their bodies lose their lustre. They all live very happily without anxiety until death. Translation responsibly. The residents of the material world who enjoy the products of these flowing rivers have no wrinkles on their bodies and no gray hairs. They never feel fatigue and perspiration does not give their bodies a bad odor. They are not afflicted by old age,
disease,
or untimely death.
They
do not suffer from chilly cold
or
scorching heat, nor do their bodies lose their luster. They all live very happily without anxieties until death. This verse hints the perfection of a human society even within the material world. The miserable condition of this material world can be corrected by the sufficient supply of milk, yogurt, honey, ghee, molasses, food grains, ornaments, beddings, sitting places, and so on. This is the human civilization. Ample food grains can be produced through agriculture enterprises. The profuse supplies of milk, yogurt, ghee can be arranged through crop protection. Abundant honey can be obtained if the forests are protected. Unfortunately, in modern civilization, men are busy killing the cows that are the source of yogurt, milk, and ghee. They are cutting down all the trees that supply honey. And they are opening factories to manufacture nuts and bolts, automobiles, and wine instead of engaging in agriculture. How can the people be happy? They must suffer from all miseries of materialism. Their bodies become wrinkled and gradually deteriorate until they become almost like a dwarfs. And a bad odor emanates from their bodies because of unclean perspiration resulting from eating all kinds of nasty things. This is not human civilization. If people actually want happiness in this life and want to prepare for a best in the next life, they must adapt a Vedic civilization. In a Vedic civilization, there is a full supply of all necessities mentioned above. Om Jnanati Nantasya. done especially in the cosmology of the universe, of cosmology, the Vedic cosmology, by different devotees, more place, Parisvedan, like Tangri Das Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Tangri Maharaj, Sadaputta Prabhu. Dhrutakarma Prabhu. So that they have done very extensive research on this cosmology section. And they have written many books on it. And these are the research of done on the research which is done by the previous acharyas. For example, the works of Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami's work, and all those acharyas has commented on these particular sections on the of the Vedic cosmology. And there's very extensive research done in the Madhva line by Srila Bhadiraj Tirtha. This is in the 1480s, around that year, 1480s to 1600. There's a whole, he's done the research, it's called Bhugola Garnana. It's very historic, but it is very extensively researched done on that. So, like that, we have references from Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharat, different Puranas like Vayu Purana, Vishnu Purana, Surya Siddhanta, Markandeya Purana. Many references are taken and compiled. So, based on those research, this is where the ISKCON, the TOBP project is coming on. To explain in very visual, very scientific, through that research, that's what it's here. So, and these are not just facts thrown out there, put in there. They are facts. They are facts. And if they were not important, if they're not valid, all our acharyas, which they have spent lifetime studying, putting together, studying the scriptures, studying the Puranas, researching, that would be all fast in that case. And most importantly, the Supreme Personality Himself came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and approved it. Srimad Bhagavatam is thoroughly approved and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the creator of the cosmology. He has accepted it. So therefore there is a fact. 100% it is fact. Scientists and different personalities, they are doing research, because their research is based on their sensual perceptions. So they can go to a certain extent, but they can't go as deeper as well our scriptures describe. So therefore, for us, it is a fact. 100%, 100%. We accept as it is. Now, these signs we were just studying yesterday, last night, in our Bhakti Vaibhav class, that these Bhagavat, the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, is directly coming from Krishna. Just in the reference yesterday's topic we were discussing, that how when four Kumaras went to to Lord Brahma asking a question. How do we be detached from this material mental attraction? How can we be detached? Lord Brahma said, I also don't have that answer fully. So Lord Sanat Kumar is they go to Lord Sankarsan and Sankarsan instructs them. So Sankarsan instructs all Srimad teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam to Sanat Kumaras, and Sanat Kumara in return pass it on to Sankhaya Rishi, and then goes to Parasarmuni and Parasar to Maitreya Rishi. So we heard all for the third and fourth and the conversation between Maitreya and Vidur. So now this is how this knowledge is passed on. It's also directly coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is fact. Entire Vedic teachings are coming from Krishna. They're coming from me. And we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first verses, Tene Brahma Hrida Adhikave. Lord is giving the instruction to Brahma. So many ways this teaching is coming. See, Bhagavatam is a fact. The point that Shri was trying to make. So, looking at studying this cosmology that we are in at the moment, in this section of Bhagavatam, in this same chapter, chapter 16, Sukadeva Goswami makes a disclaimer. In the text 4, he said, even if you spend the lifetime of Lord Brahma, you may not be able to understand this cosmology fully. The lifetime of Lord Brahma is about 311 plus years, trillion years of our calculation. So, therefore, even if you spend the life of Lord Brahma, entire life, you may not understand. So, therefore, so why Sukadeva Goswami is bringing in this subject matter? What is the relevance? The relevance is to describe Krishna's pastime of creation. It is so vast, so massive, huge, yet, and there's billions and billions of living entities are just traveling, going and going about their duties in the system. So it is describing the Krishna's greatness. It is Krishna's Srishti Lila. How he creates, how he So, let's dive in to just what has happened so far. It is coming into this verse. Little bit about the cosmology has described. So, let's go take a reference from Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita 5.43, Lord Brahma explains the spiritual. So, it gives a categorically and describes the cosmology. He says, Goloka Namni Nijadhamni. So Goloka is the dham of Lord Krishna. Nijadham, this is his personal abode. Goloka Namni Nijadhamni Tale. Namni, we use the word Tale. Tala means bottom. Right? Like we have Patala. Now, so first is Goloka Vrindavan, that's in the very top. Then come to bottom. Goloka Nam is Namit Tale Chatasya Devi Dham. So with our material creation is Brahma, also as Devi Dham, because Durga Devi is in charge of this material creation. Right? So Devi Dham, then above us is Mahesh Dham, where is Lord Shiva's Dham. Then Hari Dham, which is the lower, the Vaikuntha planets. And we'll go back. So this is how the Srishti. So first is Goloka, then comes Vaikuntha Dham or Hari Dham, then Mahesh Dham, then we are in the, our realm is called Devi Dham. So far with me? So we are Krishna Loka, then Vaikuntha Dham, Mahesh Dham, then we are in Devi Dham, which is our Dham. This is where we are, right? So, what is the size of our universe, Brahmanda? It is given in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11, text 40. It is 4 billion miles. So, the universe is described as the shape of Brahma Anda, shape of egg. How it is? So, if you look at from inner core, from top, bottom, to governor portion, bottom, that is 4 billion miles. Or in Yojana, it is described as 500 yojana this way and 500 yojana vertical and horizontal, 500 each. That is the size of our universe. How big is it? That's big. It's an accident. Huge. So that is the reference for. Now, Lord Brahma describes in Brahma Samhita again. He says, Yasya Prabha Prabhato Jagadanda Koti. Now there is not only one universe. Such universe are Jagat Anda Koti. He says there is only not only one universe there. Koti Koti, there's millions and millions of universe coming out. And the material Devi Dham is in comparison to the entire creation of Krishna with spiritual and material. Our material creation is just 1/4. So 1/3, so entire is the spiritual. So that's it. So let's come back to our universe. So our universe are divided into 14 planetary systems. Yes? So what is the top? Satyaloka. Lord Abhoda, Lord Brahma. Then comes Tapaloka. Then comes Janaloka. Tapaloka and Janaloka were the great sages like Four Kumaras, Bhrigu, Mahaloka. Satyaloka is Lord Brahma's abode. Tapa, Jana, Mahaloka, these are great sages who were to perform austerities and their very highly, highest great sages reside in this. Then, Swargaloka. Swargaloka is described as the Divyaswargaloka is described from anywhere from moon up until Dhruva planet. That is the Swarga region. So we have Satyaloka, Tapaloka, Janaloka, Mahaloka, then Swargaloka. Moon till Dhruva Loka. Then Bhuva Loka comes. That is between our where we are. This little portion is called Antarisha. And Antarisha to Moon. That is Bhuva Loka. Then comes us. Our region is called Bhur Loka. So, Bhūloka, Bhūvaloka, Swarga, Jana, Maharjana, and Tapa, and Satyaloka. So, this is the top seven
planets.
So let's come back. Now we have gone from Krishna Loka, we have come up to our level. Now, as per Srimad Bhagavatam, even the Bhuvaloka, it is the greater Bhuvaloka is called Bhumandala. Right? And if you are together with me, it's Bhumandala. So, Bhumandala is vast. So, it is described that Bhumandala is the leaf of a lotus flower. Right? That the lotus flower that is growing from the navel of Govinda tradition, going up. So the leaf section, that is where this is our, as a description, that is what the Bhumandala is. It's big, it is described as 200. So the So Bhumandala, we are in Bhumandala. And Bhumandala is measured as is in universal form, measured is 500 million yojana wide. It's in a round shape. Now this Bhumandala is now in this section, Priyavrata Maharaj comes into a picture. He divides this Bhumandala into 7 islands. It's called Dvipas. Now, Dvipa means, in literary term, Dvi means two, Pa means water. That land which has water in two sides. Dvipa, that's also one of the meaning. So, 7 dvipas, as the Priyavrata Maharaj divided 7 dvipas of that main Bhumandala, a big piece of land, which is it's a big circle. So, they are divided into 7 in, what's the term, what they call it?
Concentric
circles. So, if you go take a big piece of land, for example, this one. If you go on right in the center, that is a jungle dweep. This is where the description we are hearing of that circle. So, jungle dweep is in size, it is described as 100 yojana, 100,000 yojana, sorry. 1 lakh yojana. So yojana is a measurement, Vedic measurement they use because for the measuring a big. So 1 yojana is equal to 8 miles, or in kilometers, 13 kilometers. So our Jambudvip within Bhumandala is in Israel, the center, right? Then. Maharaj Priyavrata divided entire this on there, so this Jambudvip is in the middle, and then next one is Plakshadvip, Salmanidvip, Kushadvip, Kanchadvip, Sakadvip, and Pushkaradvip. These are the 7 islands that are divided by Priyavrata Maharaj. So, first from Jambudvip is 100,000 yojana, and then there is a salt water. So there's water encircling those each island. So the size of the saltwater ocean is same as the size of the Jambudvip. Moving to the next island, which is Lakshadvip, now the size becomes twice of Jambudvip. So now the Lakshadvip is the double of size of Jambudvip. Same that goes to the next water, next ocean that is encircled is not salt water. It is a sugarcane juice, as described by in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's a double. So like that, it goes doubling each time to all the way up to the Pushkar plain. So it's a massive land. So we are in this and this is given. Prevati Maharaj had a 10 sons, one daughter. Sorry, 13 sons and one daughter. Right. So out of 13 sons, three become second two wives. So one wife had a 10 sons and one daughter. Second wife had a three sons. Yeah. So those three the sons from this second wife become a manush. Uttama, Tamasa, and Revata. They are the sons of Prevati Maharaj. They become manu. Out of 10 sons, the daughter is married to Shukracharya, who is the guru of Dina. So then out of 10 sons, 3 they become sannyasis. They don't accept. So there are Kavi, Mahavira, and Sarna. They become 3 sannyasis. And the remaining 7 sons, they become the king after Prevati Maharaj of these each islands. 7. Right? So the jungle whip is given to Agnindra, the first son. So that's why everyone together with me, right? So these 7 islands not only ruled by Priyavarti's ancestors, they also ruled in the 9th canto. We hear Maharaj Ambarish also ruled the entire 7th dvipa, Mandata, Sagar Maharaj, Lord Ramachandra, Puru. These great emperors, they rule the entire 7 islands. That's the reference from the Srimad Bhagavatam canto. 9th canto. So it's not the only one by it. So now, 7 islands, we have this is the description of a one of the islands of that Bhumandala, which is called Jambudvipa, which is in the center of that land, and we'll come to that description. So, of Jambudvipa, this is the title of the chapter. It's called Descriptions of the Jambudvipa. Now, Jambudvipa is also further divided into 9 verses. Varsa is the land between the mountains. It's called Varsa. So there's Dvipa and there's Varsas. So between the mountain, which is the land, it's called Varsas. So Jambudvipa is divided into 9 verses. So these 9, 8 of these verses are called Bhauma Swarga. Yes? Bhauma Swarga means the heavenly realm within the Bhumandala, or Bhauma Swarga. There is a Divya Swarga, which is on top. Divya Swarga is from between moon and the Dhruvaloka, is called Divya Swarga. Bhauma Swarga is the 8 verses of the Jambudvipa is also known as Bhauma Swarga. In fact, all the 7 islands, except for Bharatavarsa within Jambudvipa. Bharatavarsa is known as Karma Bhumi, where we come and perform our activities due to our karma. There, where we accumulate our bank balance of karma, then from there it is decided where we are going to go according to our karma and desire, and then we go to different realms of the Divya Swarga or Homo Swarga. It is also mentioned that the Homo Swarga is in fact the person who does the punya karma in the karma bhumi, then he goes to the Divya Swarga. From Divya Swarga, it is mentioned that because I was listening to a lecture on this topic of cosmology by Bhagneshwar Guru from the Eco Village or Govardhan Village, he was mentioning it is about when the punya karma in this swarga, in the Divya Swarga, come to about 90%, they spend 90% of their punya karma in the Divya Swarga, and then remaining 10% they come down to Homo Swarga and they further enjoy their punya karma. The life of this Homo Swarga, the span is about 10,000 years of our human population. Then, when they finish that, they come down to this karma bhumi again to continue to perform their karma. So that is the Homo Swarga. Now, as we hearing the descriptions of our Jambudvipa, as I said, Jambudvipa again is divided by 9 verses. So our our Bharatvarsha is one of the khanda. Bharatvarsha is also further divided into 9 khandas, and we are, our earth globe is one of the khandas of Bharatvarsha. Okay, am I confused anyone? So we have Jambudvipa. Okay, we have 7 islands, we all familiar. After that we all this. So our dvip is Jambudvipa, which is in the center, which is 100,000 yojana. Within that, this Jambudvipa is divided into 9 verses. So Bharatvarsha is one of the section of one verse, and then Bharatvarsha is again divided into 9 sections. Yes? And then one of the sections is our earth globe called Bharat Khanda. Yes? If you recall, and if you go to visit some pandits or do a Sankalpa mantra, you will hear the Sankalpa mantra something like like Sri Svetabharaha Kalpe. The name of the Lord Rama's day is given different. Each day has got a name of Lord Rama. So we are in the Svetabharaha Kalpa, the white in color. That is the name of this Kalpa. Svetabharaha Kalpe. Vaivaswata Manmantare, right? Our current Manmanu is Vaivaswata, the son of Vaivaswata. Asta Vimsati Tame, we are in this cycle. See, each Manu has got around 71 ego cycles, deep ego cycles they go, that's the lifespan. So our current is 28th ego cycle of that Chatur Yuga. We are in the Kali Yuga Prathama Pade, right? Very first four. So if you divide Kali Yuga into 4 sections, then we are in the first section. Jambu Dvipe, next one. We are from Jambu Dvipe. Bharata Varshe. Yes. Then comes Bharata Khanda. That is how it is, so that we can understand the So these seven islands also, they're not flat as we understand. They are in the shape of terrace. And if terrace looks like steps, like even if you see my screen, I can show you what it looks like. I mean, from distance, how can you see? So if you look at just a very small one, look at it's like, for example, if you go to mountainous field, right? You have a mountain, and then there's a field just stepping down. So this is how it is shaped. It's not completely flat. It is more of a like central going down. So on the seventh island, which is called Pushkaradvipa, that island is divided into two, and that mountain that divides is called Manasota Mountain, where sun god has his wheel chariot that goes. So that is the path of sun god is on that top of that mountain, not sitting on the mountain. But it's that is where it's traveling. So let's go. So today's verse relates to one of the three that is yesterday we heard. This is a description of. Let's read yesterday's translation. So it says, similarly on the Kumuda Mountain, Kumuda Mountain is now Jambudvip. On the center of the Jambudvip, there is a Sumeru Mountain also. The Sumeru Mountain is a golden mountain that has the, it is, in terms of measurement, it is 100 yojana. Out of which 100,000 yojana is the height, out of which the 16,000 yojana is the below, in the ground, just like you have a building that has a base or foundation. Similarly, so the Sumeru Mountain has a foundation that goes under the Bhumandala, 16,000 below. And then 84,000 is on top of the land, and it is 32,000 circle on the bottom, sorry, 16,000 diameter on the bottom where it starts, and then the top is 32,000, that is described. So that is the Sumeru Mountain. So towards the north, it's each four direction of that Sumeru mountain, there are four special trees mentioned. Jambudvip, the name Jambudvip comes from one of the tree that is on the southern side. It's called Jambu or Jaman in Hindi, I think we popularly know as. That's the tree. So that is, the whole island is named after that Jambudvip. So description yesterday's, this description we come to so far is a description of the tree, which is a banyan tree on the northern side. And that tree, so this is the translation, it says, similarly on the Kumuda Mountain, there is a great banyan tree, which is called Swata Valsa, because it's 100 main branches from those branches come many roots, from which many rivers are flowing. These rivers flow down from the top of the mountain, on the northern side of the Ilavatra. Okay, so Jambudvip is also, as I said, divided into 9 verses. The centermost verses of Ilavatra Rasa. For the benefit of those who live there, because of this, these river, flowing rivers, all the people have ample supplies of milk, yogurt, honey, clarified butter, molasses, food grains, clothes, bedding, sitting places, ornaments. All the objects they desire are sufficiently supplied for their prosperity, and therefore they are happy. So this is the description. So with this same description is continued on this today's verse of that section, of that region where the banyan trees is located on the northern side of the Sumeru mountain. So today's verse describes the opulence of people who are living in that region. Says, the residents of the material world who enjoy the products of these flowing rivers. Now this is the river we're coming from, the banyan trees that, from that region. This is the mountains of Kumuda. Enjoy the product of this flowing river, have no wrinkles on their bodies, and no gray hair. Don't look at me. They never feel fatigue, and perspiration does not give their bodies bad odor. They are not afflicted by old age, disease, or untimely death. They do not suffer from chilly cold or scorching heat. We are experiencing chilly cold at the moment. Oh God, it's cold, right? I was talking to my mom yesterday, my dad, and he said, I'm just sweating every minute, every step I go. It's so hot. Look at here, we have four. I was just showing you doing video calls, and so look at me, I've got about 6 layers in my knee, and including my neck and everything. And she's looking at you, I'm just looking at you, and I'm sweating. I mean, I'm sweating more because I'm just looking at you, because you have so wrapped up. So, yeah, in this place, where the description is coming, it says no cold, no heat. Nor do their bodies lose their luster. They all live happily without anxieties. I hear the last word. Ready? Until death. Even though you have all these opulences, there is you do not stay there permanently. Yes? That's the description. Yeah. Material. No matter how opulent the name is, opulent, it is great, fantastic, it has a long duration of time. However, it has an end. That is material. No matter where you go, there is end. That is the message Bhagavad was giving us. Yes, there is opulence. Yes, there is facilities. Yes, you enjoy your senses to the max. But there is end. you do not stay there for long. So this is was today's verse. This is where now it is coming. This is where it is. Just briefly. Now let's move to slightly expand 5 or 10 minutes in the Prabhupada's purport. In Prabhupada's Sri Prabhupada mentions, in this verse hints at the perfection of the human society even within the material world. The miserable condition of the material world can be corrected by sufficient supply of milk, yogurt, honey, ghee, molasses, food grains, ornaments, bedding, sitting place, and so on. Yes. Ample food grains can be produced through the agriculture enterprises, and profuse supply of milk and yogurt and ghee can be arranged through simply a ample ghee, milk, your cow protection, yes. Prabhupada makes it. No. It doesn't matter. This is the whole section where Prabhupada, this is a description of cosmology, this group and that group and everything. It's just and Prabhupada brings a devotional service right into the purport. Comes to the nitty gritty of the needs of our needs. Simply, if we can protect a cow, we have plenty for our sustenance. Ghee, milk, yogurt, other milk products. And I see somebody, I was hearing a lecture, and said, I think it was in the Bhagavad Gita topic, and somebody was kind of, in a way, praising or in a way, negatively saying, in this corner, or you're just Swamiji, you're Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada is talking, and I mean, chapter 1, one of Bhagavad Gita, or chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, from you know, first chapters. Karma Yoga. Your Swami is even in the Karma Yoga finds devotional service, Krishna. Devotional, right into it, you know, even though it's not a topic. Prabhupada finds in the middle of the cosmology description, he finds a devotional service and puts the practical uses of our what we need for our sustenance and to do a service. That's a beauty. That's the greatness of Prabhupada. Abundant of honey can be obtained if, again, very practical point for us. Trees, forest. Where is the honey going to come from if there is no trees? Huh? Trees, they give us trees, fruits, flowers. Honey, for our basic needs. If we kill a cow, no milk, no yogurt, no honey, no ghee, which is the most nourishing ingredient for us as a family. No trees, no fruits, no flowers, no honey. Unfortunately, this is Prabhupada again. Unfortunately, modern civilization, men are busy killing cows. That are the source of yogurt, milk, and ghee. They are cutting down all the trees that supply honey. And they are opening factories manufacturing nuts, bolts, and automobiles and wine. Yes, it's fact. Can nuts and bolts sustain us? Where is our industry sleeping? We are so engrossed, so much gone. We just produce in ourselves. Suddenly it's something that destroys everything, all this, you know, factories have been destroyed. What is our source of sustenance? Food grains. Milk. Ghee. Yogurt. Prabhupada says we cannot sustain a nuts and bolts and automobiles. Again, Prabhupada beautifully puts devotional service right into the, you know, into the cosmology. The progress is just beauty. It's nice. And then Prabhupada puts the question that how can we be happy? They must suffer from the all miseries of materialism. Is Prabhupada right? Yes? Right? Yes, we cannot sustain the nuts and bolts. No. Our basic sustenance is, isn't that? Clean air, clean water, fruit grains, fruits, dairy products. End of the day, that's what we need for our sustenance. We don't need those other things that we are busy creating. Okay, I think we better end here. I hope I haven't confused you. I think this is just a description that is coming, and we just accept Bhagavatam is, there is nothing that we should be doubting in a sense. Yes, we may not be able to see these different islands, or their different these were. We ask a big question, say, why can't we see? We have such a big, you know, the Mount Meru is described as the 86,000 yojana, right? Which is multiplied by 13, that's kilometer, multiplied by 8 is miles. Why can't we see it? We cannot see, the simple description is given that we cannot see. These are special places for punyatmas. You need to have a high level of punya in order to see these. These places were accessed even up to the point of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, if you look at the first canto, if we read the chapter 16, text 12, I think it is, it's mentioned that these islands were accessed much personal as he was traveling from his into his kingdom. These names are mentioned in the Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj had a particular time of Parikshit Maharaj, these were accessed for. Because the people we had high punya until then. I think after that, that's been taken away from us. In Satyuga, all seven islands were accessed. People can were accessed. If we see the description of Ramayana, Kiskindha Kanda, they were, Sugriva is giving a direction to all the monkeys, into a four directions. He sets a set of monkeys to find Madhusita. And all these islands are very clearly mentioned in the Ramayana. So that means they had access. This is the Tripadipa. For the residents of Dwapadipa, the access to these islands were only up to limited to the Chakudvipa. Beyond that, they will not go. Even if you see the description of Arjuna going to collect riches for the Rajasvijaya, the description comes that he goes up to the Kuruvarsha, which is the last Varsha of Chamundri Gandhi on the site. So Arjun also went to these places and started. So however, is this all taken away from us because our punya has gone down. In the Kali Yuga, Manda, Sumanda, Mata Yoga, we are. The beauty of this Manda, Sumanda, Mata Yoga is how we have been a very simple process. We don't have to do a great sacrifice, we don't have to do a great tapasya. Simply chanting the holy name will take us back home, out of this cycle of birth and death. No matter how opulent it may be, sounds attractive and everything, but it is temporary. So if we can access, we have the holy name that which can take us out. So this inclusion, the description is given with the Sukadeva Goswami describing the vastness or the greatness of Lord Krishna's creation, the greatness of Lord Krishna, how great he is. Before we go jump into Rasa and Rasa Devita Srila Krishna, we have to understand who Krishna is. That is the description. And then Krishna makes this elaborate arrangement just to fulfill the desires of the divinities. Such a massive, elaborate arrangement made. How great Krishna is. And as I said in the beginning, our universe is size of 500,000 billion years and a peak. Then there's also covering the several layers of covering of Bhumi, Atma, Mano, Vayu, there's seven layers covering. And then there's also Vasigo, mind and Ahankara, Manupya. And then plus Jivos. And it's a massive use. And our universe is the smallest. Our Brahma has 4 heads. Because it's very small. There are universes that are gigantic. Which we hear in Chaitanya. That is 1,000-headed Brahma, it's 1,000,000-headed Brahma, which means according to the size of the universe. Such is creation, such is the vastness of Krishna's creation. There is only 1/4. So again, this is why it's so much description, because it is bringing in the Krishna's greatness into all this description. How Krishna makes arrangement. That is the purpose. So, any questions or comments? Clarification, corrections? Being in the mission of Jagannath Mahaprabhu, which is preaching, and being in the. Sometimes when these topics or these instructions come in, we try to switch off. But as the student of Srila Prabhupada, as a student of Bhagavad, and as a student of Srila Mahaprabhu, it is our duty to try to understand as much as possible. Because we are preachers, people would read these sections. We should be able to somewhat make them understand what it is. So it is our duty. Somebody, when it comes to cosmology, it's too much, it's beyond me. We may not understand everything, but at the same time, we do sincere disciples or followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada, we should attempt to understand as much as possible so we can try to explain as a preacher.
Esa, esa. Okay.
감사합니다. 나보던 기, 주도받은 기, 주시라나보던 기, 주시고니까 기, 주시라나보던 기, 꼭 필요한데.